Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 21st, 2014. This is Friday in the second week of Lent. Today's story from the Gospel of Mark is one of my favorites. It's full of drama. The disciples and Jesus are crossing the Sea of Galilee when suddenly they encounter a fierce storm, the sort that apparently pop up on the Sea of Galilee with some degree of frequency. The waves are crashing, the wind is howling, the boat is taking on water, so much so that it is in danger of going under. Meanwhile, Jesus is asleep at the back of the boat. The disciples wake him up, sort of saying, "Hey, don't you care that we're dying here? We're about to die. Things are getting desperate." Jesus wakes up, sort of rouses himself, rebukes the wind, and speaks to the sea and says, "Peace, be still." And all of a sudden, immediately, to use a favorite Markan word, all is calm. And Jesus turns to the disciples and says, "Why were you afraid? How is it that you have so little faith?" And the disciples say to each other, much, I'm guessing, outside of Jesus' earshot, "What kind of guy is this that even the winds and the sea obey him?" It's a powerful story, full of the sort of drama of the human condition, reminds us of the tenuousness of life, how easily we become afraid, how easily we lose our faith, how frightened we can become when we are out of control. In 2008, my dad was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and he was going to have an extensive surgical procedure. In the hospital room ahead of the surgery, the surgeon is explaining to my dad all of the particularities of the surgery and telling him, "You know, this is going to be rough, and there's always the possibility that you won't even make it off the table, and we don't know how this will work, and we don't know how you'll recover, and your life is going to change. Even if you wake up from this procedure, your life will change." My dad grabbed the surgeon's hand and says, "It's okay, Doc. Jesus is in the boat with me." And I watched that surgeon's eyes fill with tears as he squeezed my dad's hand and says, "What if I get over in the boat with you and Jesus?" Well, the surgery was not without difficulties, but my dad came through it. My dad went through radiation and chemo, and by midway through 2009 was declared cancer-free. And he did well until the summer of 2012. The cancer returned. And for 4.5 months, we walked the journey with my dad as he finished his time here on earth. One day, he and I were sitting out on the front porch chatting. This was about 3 weeks before he died. And I recalled that story and asked him if he remembered it. And he told me, "Yeah, I remember talking to the doc, and I remember that moment. And you know what? Jesus hasn't gotten out of the boat. I'm not afraid. I'm at peace with God, and I think God's at peace with me. And Jesus has been with me this far, and Jesus will carry me home." I hope that when my time comes, I will be able to trust, like my dad, that Jesus is in the boat. And that even when I am carried away with fear and anxiety, that I can trust Jesus to say, "Peace, be still." Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you. Regard not our sins, but the faith of your church, And give to us the peace and unity of that heavenly city, where with the Father and the Holy Spirit you live and reign, now and forever. Amen.